Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Tony Black Podcast. Hey, we got a very new podcast for y'all this week. On the side of me, I got T'Challa.
Yo.
In the background, you got Nori.
Yo, I'm here.
You know what I'm saying? A couple of people called in sick on this podcast. You know what I'm saying? But it's all right. I'm just trying to figure out how you call in sick on the podcast.
Hey. You know? Hey, at least call in to the podcast and do it via phone or something.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Something. Hey, that's what, you know what? We may do that. We may call him.
Hey,
that's a good idea.
I'm going to try to hold it down for your co-host.
Yeah. Spice. Bahamian Spice. Yeah, she's not here. You know, Mel not here.
Right.
I'm
sorry for the male viewers who was looking to hear her voice today.
I know,
but,
right? Hey, we still fine though. Hey, we still fine to hear shit.
Hey, she'll be back on the next one though.
Yeah, she'll be back on the next one, man.
That's right.
Yeah, she has some family matters to take care of. Mel doing some business, you know what I'm saying? So, but you know, anyway, today we got some interesting topics we're gonna go over. You know, me, T'Challa, and Nori, we're gonna get it down. And you know what? I've been thinking about this for a minute. And I want to ask my fellas in the room with me right now, you know what I'm saying, in the podcast. Hey, does she have to be fine? Do she have to be fine to be, you know what I'm saying?
Your lady.
To be your lady, exactly.
Nora, you can go ahead and take
that first.
One. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. You mean as far as y'all getting in a relationship together or we just...
Far as being your...
It's just physical only, just booty calls or what?
Ooh. That's another topic.
That's another topic.
So
right?
to be
wifey
material.
To be wifey material. Yeah. Does she have to be fine?
Does she have to be fine?
Dang, man.
Or even your lady. Even your lady.
Your lady. Okay.
Do she have to be fine to be with you? You know what I'm saying? To be in your circle.
I don't want to sound crazy or nothing, but yo, man, you gotta be easy on them eyes, man. If I'm waking up to you every morning,
right?
You gotta look good, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if she have other qualities that stand out, if she's hardworking, she got a great job, great personality, she's clean, she's you know, just an all around good person. You know, you might can go down a little bit on the looks. You know what I'm saying? If she can cook, that's very important.
Oh, yeah.
She gotta cook, because if she can't cook, damn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I might not even go out with her to begin with if I find out she can't cook.
Oh.
That's very important. But man, I say looks are important, but I'm gonna say it's not everything. Now I'm not about to go out with somebody that looked like, you know what I'm saying, Shanae or Wanda or somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to mess with nobody like that. But I mean, if she ain't the Beyonce or if she ain't the J-Lo or Alicia Keys, I mean, you know, it's okay if she got other qualities that stand out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, I say it's important, but I say it ain't the most important thing, man. Them other qualities might can make up for the looks, but, you know, as far as body-wise, a lot of guys might say, I think you mentioned this off air, yo, she got to have, you know, the ass, the backside got to be fat. You know, it can't be flat or her breast
to grab.
Gotta be, her breast got to be this size cup. Yeah. You know, it's different.
Milk.
You know, got milk. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but
silicone milk.
There's a lot of those out there.
They
said
they got to have that combo. They got to have that milk and cookies.
Yeah,
they have
milk
to.
And cookies.
They have to. You know that. You know, so, you know, man, all the qualities, first of all, nobody's going to be 100% perfect and 100% fine, and all the qualities are going to be there. So you're going to have to take a little less in some categories, whether it's whatever, looks or, you know, personality or whatever. But overall, man, like I said, it's not the top priority, the top thing, but it's, in my eyes, it's pretty important.
It's there.
Man.
It got to be
it's
there.
It's there.
Yeah, it got to be there. Like for me. For me, I believe, hey, she got to look at least better than me. You know what I'm saying? I can't be cuter than her. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, nigga, dude, you got your little baboon with you. What's up?
But y'all kids going to be ugly.
What?
Yeah.
Man, y'all I know y'all got tents on the car, right? Ugly motherfucker.
And you a comedian, too, so you know you're a comedian.
Man,
people going to let you have it. If your girl ain't looking right, they going to get on you. Though. On stage, they going to get on you.
What?
Yo, my comedian. Man Tony Black came through the other night.
Ran the zoo.
Nigga brought it home.
Yeah, you don't want to hear
the whole staff of zoo with it.
So you know she got to look good.
No, She gotta look better than me. Oh yeah. You know what I'm saying? And for me, like I was saying, you know, off air, do she have to be super fine where you have to get in trouble about this motherfucker that you walking with? You know what I'm saying? Cause you know niggas are disrespectful out there. Nigga come up to you, hey boy, oh, this you my dog? Oh, my bad, dog. I didn't know she was with you.
And she's still
you
with fine nigga? Though. She's still fine.
Yeah. Still fine. You know what I mean? Like, damn, man. This you dog? My bad. I didn't know she was with you. Nigga, we walking together. Nigga, you see us walking together. What's wrong with you? You know what I mean? Right. Niggas will do that.
Yeah, they will. Oh,
and you know, you got, when you get a fine chick, you got to come with them fine ass problems that she got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of fine motherfuckers don't like to work.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
You get a fine lazy one, then it's all on you. Fine, financially, lazy. Everything is on fine you. Fine, like,
lazy, lazy, fine as fuck and shit. You know what I mean?
And you know what? Because, like you said, them other dudes who always offering, you know, looking or looking to offer.
Yeah.
Oh, he ain't doing that for you? Oh,
what?
If you was my lady, you wouldn't have to drive. I have a driver, have it to pump your gas and buy your groceries. Hey, and the new thing now is eating the groceries. From the back.
Oh, that's the sugar daddy. Oh, them sugar daddy.
Hey, boy, the competition is high these days, man. Yeah, especially when you got a bad lady. So,
listen, man. Hey, your lady ain't safe, man. Especially when you go out to the club and you got them sugar daddies in there, man. Hey, girl, he ain't doing what he supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I know you need a light bill paid or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When was your last card note done? I'll double up on that. Like, hey, nigga, if you...
Hey, your lady go out, you got to come home and check her purse to see she got extra money in there. Because, you know, sugar daddy like to get your money out on the spot.
Slide a couple hundred real quick.
Like, hey, wait, where this hundred come from? Hey. You didn't have this when you left. The bank don't give out $100 bills.
I know exactly. So only 20s.
Not at ATM.
Hey,
for real.
Hey, she come back with like hands and hands of groceries. Like, I thought this motherfucker was broke. Yeah. All of a sudden you got groceries and shit. She gotta be fine. She gotta be representable. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking up words and shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even get a drink and shit. Now I'm fucking up words.
Hey, that's how much it's on Tony Black mind right now.
Yeah,
she gotta represent you well. You know, you want motherfuckers to look at your thing, but not, you know, just be like staring like, damn, boy, I tear her ass up.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I mean, she gotta be fine. You know what I mean? Cause you know, you want to wake up to something where you be like, oh boy, shit. When you turn over, be like, I beat this motherfucker down right now. You know what I'm saying? Now when you turn over, be like, oh shit.
Oh.
Cover your face.
Yeah, for real.
Cover your face with the blanket.
What a liquor. What a liquor. What a liquor. I need another drink.
Yeah.
You have to have sex under the blanket and shit.
Lights off.
Let's cover up real quick. Yo. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I agree. I mean,
yeah.
And the younger me probably would have said, yo, yeah. Oh, she got to be fine. She got to be.
And that's all that matters.
That's
yeah.
all that matters.
When you were younger, yeah.
Because, you know, when you're younger, you don't know no better.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't know no better, man. Because, you know, we be chasing like Beyonce.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Remember back in the days, it was Halle Berry, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody was chasing Halle Berry, you know. But, you know, everybody you come across now is going to be like that. You know, and so it's like, man.
It's so deceivable now.
Right.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
What we saw back when we was growing up, that was real.
Oh yeah,
that was natural.
Right. Yeah,
and for a woman to have her breast done, she was pretty much frowned upon.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now you got women getting butt done, lip done,
everything.
You know, so it's so deceivable now.
Yeah.
If you want like natural beauty is my thing. You know,
that's the best, man.
Man,
that's the best.
I love that. I love seeing.
Hey,
that
that's like for me. I'm gonna tell you when you can see a woman natural beauty when she's pregnant.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When a pregnant woman, you be like, damn, boy. And then if it's your pregnant woman, you be like, I did that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I did that. And she's still looking good.
Smelling good.
What? Mm. Man, look at here, man. Cause you know some motherfuckers, they get a rhinoceros nose when they get pregnant.
Be like, oh.
Hey, listen. I didn't believe that you could take on a motherfucker like symptoms and shit like that.
Oh yeah.
So I remember when my ex was pregnant, she crossed over me like 10 times. 10 times, right? And I'm like, man, stop that. That shit don't work. Yo, I could not get out of bed one day.
What?
Dog, I could not get out of bed.
Man, for real?
I, for real. I swear. No bullshit. I could not get out of bed. I was stuck. My mom was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You my son, ain't you?
I'm like, get up. She said, oh, shit. Did she cross over you? I said, yeah, about 10 times. Damn, she got your ass. Man, yo. Look, my back was hurting. Wow. Right? I'm walking around the house like I'm about to have contractions and shit.
Hands on the hip. Hands on the hip.
I'm like, I'm not supposed to believe in this bullshit, but I could not get out of bed. Wow, and I had to stay in bed the whole day.
Dang. That's crazy.
Yo, I had to call in sick.
Damn.
I called in sick. So
that's crazy.
Listen, I know you guys are still young. So whenever she trying to cross over that bridge, be like, no. Get your ass out of bed and go around the bed. Fuck that crossing over me and shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm the one over here next to the bathroom. Nah, don't do that shit.
But see, that's what you, when she pregnant, y'all got to switch spots on the bed then.
Hell
man.
Yeah, exactly. That way she closer to the bed.
Hey, well, hopefully none of y'all ain't going through all this stuff.
Hell no.
Yeah, nah. We been there, done that.
Hey, this for you young listeners out there. Yeah, listen to this wisdom over here.
Yeah, hey, no more babies for none of us.
You got some old silly dudes out there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I can still do it.
Yeah. My sperm's still good.
No,
yeah.
I'm good.
My sperm's strong still. No.
They can't be like, I got that super sperm. Nigga, you better keep that shit to yourself.
I got that smart sperm.
Hey, nigga, like 6 or 7 on child support. Nigga, 6 or 7 years old.
Not to retire. Getting
his SSI check and all that stuff. You can't even get your check.
That's right.
That nigga spent his security on child support. God. Yo,
hey, buying diapers for him and the baby. Man. Yeah, let me get some Depends and some Huggies.
Yeah.
But you know what happened, man? I'm going to tell you what happened, man. It's these women out here playing with these dudes' head and telling them, yeah, I bet you can't do it. I bet I can't. I ain't gonna do that shit.
Yeah,
I know I can, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not, because I already know what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna try to play like I'm Dan Rambo, and I'm gonna bust a good one in there, and then a month later gonna say, oh,
guess what?
I'm late. You a daddy granddaddy.
Yep, you're gonna be like, damn.
Yeah, you dropping your son off at school. They tell
you, right?
Your granddad just dropped him off.
That's not my granddad, that's my dad. Oh, shit, my bad.
Hey,
he looked like your granddad.
Hey, parent teacher night. I'm sorry. So, this is for parents only. Yeah. I'm the daddy. Hey, I'm the daddy.
Yeah.
I'm that baby pappy.
I'm the pappy.
Hey, people try you too. Hey, you got some beautiful grandkids. Those are my kids. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Make you feel worse.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
I definitely don't want to be in those shoes.
Younger me would have said, yeah, but the older and wiser me looks, man, she got to be fine to my standards. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
To my standards.
Yeah.
But beauty plays a lot into, my fineness category or whatever.
Right.
But I don't care nothing about today's standards are, as they consider is fine, because it's so fake, it's so watered down. Mm-hmm. She got to be clean, because I know a lot of people, they think they were the fine woman, then you get to their house and they look like clothes everywhere, dirty clothes everywhere, yeah, dishes
like you too
piled
fine
up,
to be this dirty,
yeah. Roaches, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So got to be fine. Your personal hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Is
very
it,
important.
Hey, is it very
fine? Hey. Musky motherfucker.
Hey, and I done witnessed that. To where a girl was just beautiful, skin, looks, body, everything.
But she smelled like onions.
Man,
fuck.
What smelled like? Smelled like why? Smelled like
man. That turned you off.
Man,
I know, man.
I'm like, hey.
Musky.
You know what? Wait a minute. I'll be back. I'm going to go get us a drink. And I'm
he never come back.
Never come back.
I wonder why he left.
Oh, my goodness, man. Yes, hygiene.
Hygiene.
Yes.
That's important, man.
What?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be putting your junk in something that smell like
garbage.
Death.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, if they musky up under them armpits.
Exactly.
You know that jungle down
there,
boy.
That kitchen ain't clean down under.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying?
Hey.
That oven nasty as fuck.
I know. you're right.
Man. Ugh.
Oh, that's nasty true. Ass. Oh, you better spray some oven clean in that bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Bleach that junk out. Hey, how Martin used to say, squash, squash. Squash, squash.
For real.
Oh, man.
Yes. So,
oh, my God.
Boy, yeah.
Shoot, you got to be able to cook and clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do the same. I'm a cleaner.
Me too.
I cook. So you got to be able to do most of the stuff that I do.
Exactly.
But bring something that I don't, because I'm definitely gonna bring a quality that you probably don't have. But got to be able to cook. Got to be able to clean. Got to have hygiene. Good hygiene.
Right. Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah. Hygiene is
a and should be intelligence. A you got to be.
Right.
At least smarter than me.
Right.
You know,
right.
But don't show it off all the time. But
right.
I'm saying,
yeah.
You know.
Don't be a know-it-all.
Exactly.
But know how to carry an
exactly.
intelligent conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
And know stuff. Yeah, know your shit. Yeah.
And know when to shut up, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hey,
shut
let me
your
be,
fine
let,
ass
let me
up.
Be a man. Hey, 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 woman. Hey, woman.
If you don't shut your fine ass up, I know something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. One thing is that in me, speaking for myself, I just, like, it's all right to have some hood in you, but you got to have some.
Not 24/7.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You got to know when to turn it on and off. Now, if we finna fight, hey, I want to see that.
Yeah.
I want to see my girl.
Yeah.
You can just be that, running your mouth in the
back.
I know. Exactly.
That's when that hood need to come out.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey,
if it got to be.
But,
just have my back.
But when it comes to, hey, babe, I need some help with this. Hey, can you help me figure this out? I want, that intellectual part of it, too. So.
Like you say, hey, she gotta have your back, but don't get me into shit.
Yeah, yeah, don't get me whooped.
You know what I'm saying? Don't get me into shit. You just saw that nigga touch my head. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, but I want
touch
her.
Your ass.
Hey, I want her to be the one that be, you know, when a dude be disrespectful, be like, hey, I got a man. Or I'm with my man. You know, put people in check. So then I can come up and be like,
hey,
you talking to my woman? Hey,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
So yeah.
But some women to get
be
you
respectful.
Into shit, man. Some women to get you into shit. You know what I mean? Because some of them entertain bullshit.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you up in you end up in and checking somebody and shit like that.
And she was wrong.
And then she was wrong.
She was,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you have to go back and check. Hey, look, motherfucker, don't be doing that stupid ass.
Trying to get me killed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stay out.
You got insurance policy out on me that I don't know about?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just sit back and be like, go take care of that. That nigga, you know, he was trying you and shit.
Yeah.
You need
what
to tell
you
me
do?
To get out your face.
What you was doing?
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Told you not to wear that outfit out here anyway.
Got shit all up in your ass. Take that shit out your ass. Shit.
Do you even have on drawers?
Oh, man.
Hey.
Hey. I mean, that's something right there.
Hey.
That's something right there.
Hey, these clothes, man.
Hey, look here. Would you let a motherfucker go out in public with no drawers? Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better be. Hey.
Hey,
the far as you going to go out the house with no drawers, right? It's to the mailbox and back.
Working out. When women go work out.
Yeah, they don't wear no drawers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see that moist spot?
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't? Me neither.
Nah.
Yeah, that's just perspiring.
Hey, that's just from working out real hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's certain places where, you know, women don't wear drawers.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
But your woman going out, y'all going out, and her outfit is... I don't know. You know, some outfits
it's whorish.
Either it's no drawers or teabags or something to that nature.
It's a whorish outfit. You know? Just say it, man. It's a whore outfit.
Yeah. It's some nice, delicate outfits that,
right.
You know.
Yeah. But if you, I mean, I feel like if you're going out, because you never know what happened. We seen the videos, girls fighting and shit.
Oh,
dress go up, coochie all out and shit. Yeah. Nigga, fuck the fight,
like,
man. I'm going to record that pussy.
Got a little midget with an afro and a headlock down
there. I want to record that coochie, man. Damn, you see her pussy? Damn, that shit got limp.
Screaming for help.
You have to have underwears on.
Yeah,
because you never know what's going
to
happen.
Right? That goes back to the ones who like drama. Now, if you like drama and you're going out with your girls and y'all fight every week, like it's pay-per-view, you need to have on drawers because you know you're about to get into some junk later. So you need to plan accordingly. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So how you going to like to fight every week, wear skirts to the club, but then they got on no drawers and now you junk all over.
All over YouTube.
Oh, what's the other one?
What's
the hip-hop
World Star.
Hey, you can't tell a motherfucker, I beat that bitch ass, because all they got to do is Google that shit Let me Google Keisha fight. Oh, bitch, you lied. Bitch, you got your ass whooped.
And your ass ain't no more. Out.
You cannot tell stories no more.
No, no.
Because this social media, motherfucker, Google that shit real quick. Because you know, somebody got that shit out there somewhere.
Hey, somebody got it. Somebody going to put it on Facebook before they do anything. Now all your Facebook friends finna tag you in it.
Yep.
And now your friends who you're friends with see you tagged in it. So
Back in the days, you could lie about a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I whooped that nigga ass.
Hey, if you could run fast, hey, if you could get a lick in and run fast, I won the fight.
I won the fight.
Man, I stole that nigga, man. And out.
Yo, you didn't even got to tell him you stole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I whooped him.
I whooped him, man. Uh-huh.
Made him run home.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You don't see no marks on me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
My face clean.
Hey, check his lip out. Check his lip out.
Hey, yeah. They got that shit. They got the phone right in your face while the nigga punching your shit.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I seen how you whooped him. Your face whooped his fist pretty good, man. Uh-huh. Damn. You won that shit with your face.
Yeah.
Got look
that
at me.
The iPhone 11 now HD, like you said.
Oh, my God.
They gonna see all that.
You nice feel the clear. Punches. Ooh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, you got blood all on your camera.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ain't no way you can lie
Damn,
about that.
What the fuck?
Not nowadays.
Straight to YouTube, man. And get these million views.
Oh, my God, man.
Yes, sir.
Now, but yeah, see you get your ass whooped.
But you know, you know, it's a trip, right? Because women, you know, like you said, some women, you know, if you're gonna fight every weekend and things like that, you know, you wear some underwear, wear drawers and shit like that. Because you know, I could see it. Girls getting dressed in the house, girl, I'm finna go out here.
And you know how long it take women to get dressed?
Hey, 2 hours and shit, getting ready and shit. If a bitch look at me wrong, it's on. Fuck that shit. Yeah. But bitch, wear some underwears. Motherfucker. Yeah, shit.
And these women know they make underwear now that you can wear and it won't show if you're wearing a tight dress or tight pants. Like just like they bras, you can wear a bra and it won't show
the seam.
Seamless, I guess.
Seamless.
So it's really no excuse not to wear no underwear.
Yeah, it's no excuse.
You can wear
the
seamless ones that won't show through whatever you're wearing.
Hey, but they probably want to just be comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, get that breeze. You know,
I guess catch a little breeze.
Let the air out.
Keep it fresh.
Keep it circulating.
Some of them is hoes and they want that easy access for them late night. When they meet up with somebody late night, easy access.
Yeah.
Hey, you ain't got to pull it to the side. Hey, it's already out. Nope.
They probably don't even leave the club for that.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Exactly. In the club, on the dance floor. Yeah. In VIP, off in the corner somewhere.
Because you know a hoe girl's going to be looking for, girl, damn, what you want to act?
You seen her?
She in the corner again getting tore up.
She
knew that bitch didn't wear
twerking.
For certain
she ain't twerking. Look at her. That ain't no twerking.
Every weekend she fucking a new nigga in the club. Fuck. Damn.
Yeah. So some of them like that.
Damn.
They don't wear panties for that quick, easy access.
That bitch.
Hey, fellas, y'all stop that, man. Y'all stop getting it in the club, man. If they give it up that easy, something is wrong.
Don't take it if they giving it up that easy.
For real.
Ripping it.
Gotta
in
make
the club.
It work a little bit.
Hey, got your jump burned at the club, and it ain't from the liquor.
Yeah. For real.
It ain't from the liquor, boy.
Oh my God, man. Hey, boy. Yeah. But you know what? Hey, man, like, you know, I feel like this, right? She gotta, like I say, she gotta have something going, right? Like you say, intelligence.
Something that attract you.
Something that attract me, right? And she gotta be supportive in what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And I like, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, if somebody's intelligent, somebody's out there getting it. And it's not just about her being, you know, looking good all the time and things like that. Because, you know, you're going to see a motherfucker at they bottom when they wake up and things like that, you know. But when they get done up, they're like, oh, shit.
Dang.
Yeah. Take your ass.
Take them clothes off.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, we all have that, you know, a lot of people have, the world has made it what it is today.
Yeah.
Right? You have to be a certain look, you know what I mean? For the longest time, now we see it, for the longest time, plus-size women wasn't getting no recognition. Now you see plus-size women, they got plus-size models, and I'm talking about...
It's a lot of gorgeous plus-size women out there, and then they carry
beautiful,
themselves.
Gorgeous, man. I mean, they are gorgeous, man. You know, I used to be I look at plus-size women, you know what I mean? Because I believe there's a lot of gorgeous plus-size women out there, especially one that carries herself real nice.
And smell good.
Smell, oh, boy, look at here, man. Mm. Oh yeah. My God. You know,
that smell is a must.
Yes.
I done seen some skinny chicks. Yeah. That like Norris said earlier, smell like onions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, I guess that shower water just missing them when they in the shower.
Yeah, they just that skinny.
What type of deodorant you use? Shit. I don't use deodorant.
Get out the shower dry. Hey, how that happened?
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah. Just like
and another thing with me, you got to have some meat on your bone.
Yeah.
Too skinny is
you gotta have some meat on my
bony stuff is not in.
I don't want nothing at all. Pricking me and catch an elbow now and I got cut and all that kind of stuff.
They tearing your ass up with that pelvic bone. Oh my god, your stomach hurt. You like, damn, why my stomach hurt?
Slow down, man. Dang,
tear your ass with that pelvic bone, boy. Let me shut up. Yeah,
gotta have some meat on the bone.
Yeah, gotta have some meat.
That's what fine is to me. Yeah. All those qualities that I stated, plus some meat on the bone,
and a good and a good person, you know.
Oh yeah,
good
person. And Tony, like you said, you just said a minute ago, they got to be supportive.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's important too.
Oh
that's whatever you're doing, if it's your job, if it's hobbies you got on the side, if it's whatever you're doing, if they negative and not supporting you, that's not good.
Oh,
so if they got your back and support you, help you out with whatever it is that you got going on, that's important too. Really important.
Exactly. Hey, even when you just lounging, you know, they come home, see you lounge. Oh, hey, babe, this and that. Oh, it's your day, whatever. Oh, who you playing on the game? Or, you know, whatever.
Because
some of them come in, there you go, on the couch, on that video game again. Blah, blah, blah. That's all you do. All that stuff. So,
Exactly.
Yeah. Because one thing about I realize, you know, at my age, and I know this, and I say it all the time, coochie will make or break a situation.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know, you could have something going on. Man, look, I'm finna do this podcast. I got my comedy. I got gotta go to work and this and that. You throw coochie in the mix, coochie will fuck all that shit up.
It'll have you calling off from work.
Yeah, yep.
Not doing
work,
the podcast.
You know what I'm saying?
Not doing your comedy.
Work. Yep. You get lazy. You know what I'm saying? You looking like Pookie from New Jack City. Ooh,
it's
calling me. It's calling me. It's calling
me. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It'll mess you up.
Listen, coochie is a motherfucker.
It'll mess you up. Like
coochie is a motherfucker.
Now that you say that, I got a quick story.
Yes, sir.
You know, y'all know I hit the gym on the regular, you know, four or five days a week.
Yeah.
I was in there probably a couple months ago, and it's a guy that I used to always see at the gym, always. And then I hadn't seen him for a few months. I'm like, damn, where buddy at? And then, boom, he popped up in the gym. I'm like, yo, where you been? I mean, he was pretty brolic in shape. Yo, he done slimmed down and stuff. I said, yo, where you been? He said, oh, yo, I just got a girlfriend a few months back.
That's
and
it.
I just been on some lazy, laid up at the house under my girl. I said, oh,
she
man.
Finna get
that's
him perfect. Fat.
Yep. Perfect example of what you just was talking about.
Coochie will fuck all up. Everything,
and this
man.
Dude was a gym rat. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? He was in there all the time.
She don't support his gym habits.
Yeah, exactly.
Coochie will fuck up everything. I done seen Coochie fuck up a car. Shit. I'm telling you, man. Coochie will fuck up a car. Hey,
I can testify to that one.
Coochie will fuck up a whole
car. Hey, I got a story on that one for another day. Younger me.
What? Hey, man, look at here. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. You put coochie.
Matter of fact,
mix.
It was two coochies that's messed up.
That sounds like a good story.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, boy.
You got to hear that one.
Definitely.
Younger me, young, dumb, and thinking I'm a player. That's what it was.
Hey, you know, I mean, we
all been there.
Yeah, all of us, man. Yeah. You know.
Yep. To that coochie combined, boy, they formed.
Oh, Voltron. Voltron pussy.
Petron. Shoot. Man.
Oh, my God, man. Shit.
You said messed up the car. Oof.
What? Coochie messed up a whole fucking dynasty, man. Yeah. I'm telling you,
it
man.
Will.
Hey,
it will.
Look at
people here. Die. People die over that, man, every day.
Listen, y'all seen it. Y'all seen it on Game of Thrones. Y'all seen it on 300. You know what I'm saying? So you put Coochie in the mix, whatever it is, Coochie gonna fuck it up. Mm-hmm. Right? Coochie will fuck up a house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you'd be like, damn, I got to go to the grocery store get a loaf of bread. Motherfucker, we got bread on top of the refrigerator. What the fuck you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What else we out of?
Got to
get some eggs.
I got to get something, man. I got to get out the house for a minute. Just a minute.
It can either make or break a home.
Yeah.
What?
You're right.
Man, boy, you got,
it done a lot.
Man.
It done broke up a lot of homes.
It done caused a lot of peace, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It caused a lot of peace.
It can be a peace tree.
Like magic.
It's everything. everything.
It's magic.
Yeah, it's magic.
You know, until you believe, it's not so.
Yeah.
That's why they hold the power, man. That's the key.
Oh, yeah. It's, big time.
It's not the key. It's the key, but it's not the key, but it's...
It's the power of the P-U-S-S-Y. Yeah. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Yes.
They got a lot of power,
they run the world,
a lot of power,
man.
Boy. They can,
they
can
was
call
right.
peace treaties between two gangs, man.
Run the world, man. Shit. Look at here. You got a good one, and I'm going to tell you this to everybody. You got a good one, make sure you keep it, because a good one is hard to find.
Oh,
you
know what I'm saying? Attention, attention, attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's it.
Yep. The simple stuff.
Yep, it's simple. Stuff. Simple. Make them feel special.
Oh, yeah.
Make them feel like. Because
if you don't, somebody else will.
Oh, yeah, of course. Definitely. Of course. That sugar daddy. Hey,
and then they'll end up dropping them for another one to make them feel special, too. But
at the
moment, they're going to give them what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. You know, relationships, you know, they all end up, you know, kind of the same way, but you just have to keep it straight.
Yeah,
that's it.
You know, got to know how to maneuver through it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. You know.
Yeah, like you said, T'Challa, attention is very important.
Oh, very important. Especially with the women, man.
Yeah, women love it.
They may tell you otherwise, but trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah. They want some attention from your man.
Yes,
sir. Gotta give it to them. So they don't go seeking it elsewhere.
Oh, yeah, man. Shit.
Well, they're going to probably get it.
They're going to get it.
Anyway, but for them to act on it.
They're going
to
get it.
Right.
You know what? Women get attention all the time.
All the time.
Even if they're going to tell you or they're not, but they get it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
At work.
Yep.
Coming home, in the gym, out at clubs with their friends,
grocery
whatever.
Store.
They gonna get attention.
Church.
If a man is a man, he gonna give a woman attention. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, hey, it's either wanted or unwanted.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everywhere they get attention everywhere, man.
Hey, that's nature.
Yeah. Yep.
If a woman ain't getting attention from a man, then he may not like women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's just the way it is.
You gotta show them attention, man. Yeah. You get home. You get
so is she getting attention from the one that she want to get it from? That's the question.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's right.
Your business.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Always.
They get fed up too.
Oh yeah.
But hey, it goes both ways.
It's pros and cons. You just got to know how to navigate your way through it.
Yeah.
Shit. Yo, and Tony, a little while back, you said, yo, about the underwear coming out the house, walking to the mailbox. My mailbox is down the street, dog. Wifey better not even make that short walk without no underwear
exactly.
on. I don't care.
Exactly.
I don't know who outside cutting their grass or watching their car looking. You know what I'm saying?
Nori out the blinds, boy.
I know, like, yo.
This ain't know you at the mailbox before she even get
there. I'm like, yo, what you doing?
He done ran over a sprinkler head and shit. Shit.
He done went out the window off the top floor.
Yeah.
I got it. Go back
in
the house.
I got to get back in the house, man. What
you
doing? Put some underwear on, man. You know what I'm saying?
I done seen people go out the house, man, with no bra on. Titty just flopping everywhere, man.
Oh, yeah.
Titty hitting their back. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, shit. Damn.
Looking at you, look at them.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. Big ass nipples, man. Nipples and shit.
I know.
Big ass quarter nipples and shit, man.
The areolas?
Oh, my God. Huge ass areolas, man.
Oreos.
Oreos.
I know.
Man, shit. I'm like, nah, motherfucker, you ain't going out the house like that. Shit.
Now, if you small up top, you can probably get away with it. But if you got them big ones, nah, you better put a bra on.
Yeah,
you
need
step
to step
out and start
you need
walking
to put
out
a bra
there.
Because, you know, people like, ah, mommy, milk.
Yeah, cats and dogs walking up to you, too.
Yeah.
Why do you cats follow you?
They hungry.
Yeah, they hungry.
Oh, my God. Hey, man. Shit. Hey, but man, I was like, you know, when you go to the factory and stuff like that, you know, there's people out there that's nasty. You know,
that don't bathe, man.
And you know, when a person don't bathe, you can smell their sleep.
Yeah.
Y'all ever smell that sleep smell? Like,
just got up and put on your work clothes and came to
work. Oh, man, you smell like sleep.
I know. And,
don't talk to me.
Oh,
your breath.
Oh.
Male, female,
listen,
whoever.
Yeah. Number one thing when you get up in the morning is getting that shower. And you could knock out two things at one time. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Y'all know that? Y'all could knock out two things at one time. You could take a shower and brush your teeth in the shower and be good to go.
Hey, you exactly. you know what I do? I pull my mouthwash. And when I'm in the shower, I'm gargling
I do that too.
Yes.
A minute.
Exactly.
Oh, my
so
God.
So when I get out, yes. I mean, you're absolutely right about that. Yes.
Two things at one time.
Exactly.
And that's one thing you don't have to do when you get out of the shower.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I brush my teeth in the shower.
Yep.
And get hit that shower, bim, bim, bim. And I get out of the shower, dry off, I'm ready to go. Put my clothes on.
That's a
lotion
must.
Up. Bim, out of
deodorant,
there.
Out of there.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I got two younger boys.
Yeah.
And every day I tell them the same thing just to make sure it's done. Because it's one thing you do not want to do. After you know took your shower, is forget to put on deodorant.
Oh yeah.
And they young, so you know they got that
strong. You,
what
older,
young boys don't sweat, put on sweat, deodorant?
Puberty,
young
age,
lion.
Man.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Young lion smell.
And another thing, I said put it on in the right spot.
Yeah.
Don't just rub that junk right here and think you hit that armpit, son.
Hit that
middle, boy. And this is a life lesson, son. Hit that middle.
Yeah.
This gonna take you a long way. Yeah. Hit that middle, son.
You don't want to be known as the stinky boy at school, goddamn.
Oh,
you don't want that.
Boy.
Oh my God.
We was getting ready to go to Dave and Buster's yesterday, right?
Yeah.
My 14-year-old. We get in the truck. My little one get in the front. I pulled off. And I don't know if something, the AC.
AC hit that pit.
I said, somebody musty. My little one said, not me. Hey, let me smell under your arm.
Yeah.
My son in the back seat. I said, it's you. It's you, son. He said, no, I took a shower, put on deodorant. I said, you must then put the deodorant in the right spot or you just half swiped or something.
Yeah.
Told his mama, smell on his arm.
Yeah, smell on his arm. Hey. Go back in that house.
He said, what? Hey, in reverse.
All the way back to the house.
Yeah.
Hey, I said, you and your mama, make sure he.
Yeah, go supervise him.
Hey, go make sure he wipe under his arm again because it ain't going to do you no good to put on deodorant and you don't clean it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I said, make sure he use some soap and make sure he hit that junk and put on some deodorant and come back.
Yeah.
Cause son, that junk, I told my little one, I said, that junk just came in and put me in the chokehold from the back seat. I said, now what if that junk would have happened when we was down the road and that junk would have choked me and we would have wrecked?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It would have been his fault.
That junk was like they just pulled that chloroform in the rag.
Oh my God.
Been up passed out at the wheel.
Done. I said, he could have killed the whole family, son.
Yeah, whole family gone.
Hey. Yeah, it's that serious.
Hey,
you know what
yes,
saying?
Sir. Yes, sir, boy.
For real.
Them young kids,
daddy.
Man.
Yep.
I said, do not leave this house without putting on deodorant and brushing your teeth, son, every day.
Yeah.
Every day. I stress it to him every day. You're young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're going to perspire you real quick, and it's going to get musty. Maybe before you get to your second period.
Yep.
Shoot.
And now you got to go through the rest of school smelling stale.
Smelling like onions.
Oh, ain't even had gym class.
And what?
Still smelling.
That amplifies 100 times.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Shoot.
Hey,
I done smelled musty kids. Man.
I know. Man.
Went to the school to get, and man, just boys and girls walking around.
Fresh musk.
Whole school smelling musty, man.
Whole
Whole hallway with the musk. With the musk fog in the hallway.
Man, this ain't school. No style.
Oh,
shoot.
You're musky.
Man, this ain't cool.
You stink, man.
Nah, it ain't cool at all, man.
Oh, my God.
Get that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you got to stress that, man. And it's funny because, kids, they got to hit that certain age. I think for, when they hit puberty and stuff, they start getting there on their own and it clicks.
Hey, but the thing about it, my 14-year-old, 3-4 showers a day.
Oh, man.
But I said, showers ain't gonna do no good if you don't put that deodorant in the right spot, son.
Yeah.
But him, as soon as you get home, go take a shower. I'll be like, son, make sure you ain't got your phone in there with you.
Yeah.
Hey, I know what you're doing.
I know what's going on in that bathroom.
Hey, girl.
You wasting my water doing that in the shower, man.
Yeah,
I know what's going on.
Got the shower running.
Hey,
baby.
Ray, leave that phone and stuff out here, son.
Yeah. For real.
FaceTime.
If you're gonna do anything, you gotta be in.
But I was the same way when I was puberty and probably I was like 25, 26. I used to take like 4 or 5 showers a day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But preparing for what might happen.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always thinking ahead. So, hey, I might meet this chick or whatever. You know, can't be musty. So, hey, I go outside. Boy, I get sweaty. I'm coming back in the house 5 minutes later, take a shower.
Mm-hmm. You got to smell.
Ready for that opportunity.
Ready for
opportunity.
Of course.
Knock so I can be clean. But,
That's cool. You can never be too clean. So
you don't want that to be the defining factor of a transaction that you're about to make it.
Close
the
deal.
Oh, no, nigga.
Girl,
you need to go
cute.
I was about to give him my number.
About,
but
you don't want that to happen.
But
You musty.
That nigga was stank.
Hey, yeah. and where I'm from, you know, hey, but they'll tell you quick, be like, did you put on deodorant?
Yeah.
Be like, I thought I did.
Yeah.
I'll be back. Nah, don't worry about it. Don't come back. Hey, yeah.
What's that smell? You smell that? Smell what? I don't smell nothing. You smell like onions out here. Oh,
who cooking?
Yeah.
Like, that's a bad one too, boy. You walk up to somebody and it smell like a kitchen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be like, oh.
Who
shit.
Cooking chitlins?
Oh, man.
Not the chitlins.
Oh, man. You know what be stank though? Sometimes greens would be stank too, man. Greens and chitlin mixed up together. Ooh, you'd be like, ooh.
Yeah. Oh.
Shoot, that's a bad smell.
Mm-mm. Call me back when it's done.
Yeah. Holla.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
man.
Yeah, them collars, that's a smell, boy.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that collar, man. Shoot. Mm.
Good eating, but.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's some good eating there, boy. Shit, you looking at the eating.
Open up them windows when you're cooking it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because that shit will stink up the house.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm, boy. Look at here, man. Shit, boy. That's a good one today, boy. We got a good one in today, man. What you think, T'Challa?
Oh, yeah. It was a good one, man. And it felt good to get back on the mic, man.
Because, yes,
you know, with this weather we've been having lately.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, yeah. And, I just want to say something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Whoever, if you can send anything, money, canned goods, food, whatever you can send.
Tenfold, man.
To all peoples in the islands.
Yeah.
That'll be a big help and a blessing.
Man, I've been talking to my brother over there, man. He's on the Nassau side.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, they all right. They got some they got some water. But on that Freeport side, it is tore up. Abaco and all that, man. So, like T'Challa said, if anybody could do anything, man, just go
anything
ahead.
Anything can help.
You know, just, you know, do what you can for them people over there because they're really struggling.
And if you know somebody directly that's there
and
you can send it to them to where they can – you know, spread it out.
Right.
That's even better because some of these places, man, if you spend monetary donations and stuff like that, that money may not get to where it's supposed to go.
Exactly.
So if you know somebody directly,
there's a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
A lot of money out there, and you know, people get tempted, man.
And
so
those people need a lot of help right now.
Exactly. Yeah, if you know somebody out there,
that's all people. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. Get with my brother, see what I could do on my end.
Get with him, and if he can set up some type of link or whatever, but shout it out to us so we can get it out.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure, man. I got to give a shout out to my younger brother, man. Y'all look up my brother, Heron Care. You know what I'm saying? Just
spell it out
for
him. Spell it out for him so they can.
Heron Care. HERRINGCARE. Heron Care Transportation. If you need any transportation needs, go ahead and hit them up. And also look out for my little sister. She's out there doing her thing.
That's what's up.
You know, if you need financial advisory and anything like that, look her up. Her name is Judith Fletcher. Judith Fletcher. Y'all look her up, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, today we had a very good podcast. Know you got anything before we close out?
All right. Yeah. You know, I'm going to just reiterate what T'Challa said about the Bahamas stuff. You know, we got natural disasters going on all the time here in the country, man. You know, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes for us here. If you could do anything to help out when you know things like this happen, because people be in bad shape, man. They lose homes, they lose, you know, a lot of stuff. And so if you could do anything, even if it ain't just money, if you can just give clothes, canned goods, whatever you can do. If you could donate $5, $10, it ain't got to be a big amount if you can't afford any money, you know. So whatever you can do, always, you know, do it. And this also just keep people in prayers too, man, because you know when these things happen, it mess up a lot of people's livelihoods and stuff, man. So always keep people in your prayers, man. That's about it. That's
for
all
sure,
I got, really.
For sure, man. Hey, Nori, you that was right, man. Whatever they can do, man, anything will help. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man. Hey, man, T'Challa. Nori, man, I appreciate y'all hanging out with me in the studio today, man.
Anytime.
A couple people calling in sick and stuff like that. But, you know, we'll
Bahamian
be back.
Bahamian Spice? No, we're just messing with you.
Mel called in sick, man. You know, but nah, man. Just bullshit, man. But, man, I appreciate everybody hanging out with us on this podcast today, this weekend here, this beautiful weekend, man. Y'all make sure y'all check us out every Wednesday. Every Wednesday we drop a new podcast.
Yeah, and y'all just bear with us. You know, y'all we just had the hurricane.
Yeah, the Dorian
kind of messed
off
up our recordings and stuff.
Yeah, schedule kind of backed up a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, but we're going to be pushing them out.
Oh, my bad.
No, go ahead.
This your show.
No.
Hey, I'm overstepping my boundaries.
Go ahead.
But, hey, we all under the Mail 3 Media group, and we're going to try to get out material for y'all as consistent as possible. Yes. As long as we don't have anything that come up to hinder us from doing that. So
yes.
Hey, yep. Thank you for having me here, Tony.
Hey, no problem, appreciate man. It. Anytime, baby. Hey, shit. You made the show today, baby. You know it, man. Shit.
I wasn't even on that drink.
Man, look at here. Hey, boy. I could imagine being on that drink, though, boy. Look at here. We'd have fucked this shit up. This shit would have been tore for up. Real. Nori would have been like, man, y'all get the fuck out.
Yeah, y'all too loud. Y'all too loud. Y'all got to go, man.
Man, my kids can't sleep with y'all motherfuckers. Yeah. Shit, man. But nah, man, I appreciate y'all coming through, man, you know, and doing our thing today, man. But, yeah, every Wednesday, everybody out there, make sure you check out the Tony Black Podcast. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, man. I appreciate y'all hanging out with me. Yep. Until the next time, man, your boy Tony Black is out. T'Challa, Nori.
Peace.
Yep. Yo.